Okay, so how come Rabbi Yochanan said you're allowed to be makdish an animal when it says clearly you're not allowed to? So Gemara says a big difference. Kan bechayve shekvulens man, those chayves that have a fixed time. Let me, the water current pesel, for example, you have to bring at a fixed time. Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to. Kan, that mission is talking about bechayve she'en kvulens man. Stam, you want to bring a carbon? Then wait till after Shabbos and after Yom Tov. Mishnah. An interesting Mishnah. Moine Adam es Orchav, a person can count the guests that he's going to have on Shabbos, that he wants to invite on Shabbos, and he sends out his Shamish to go invite them in. The es Parparosev, and also if you have a menu set up, you know, you want to make sure that you bring everything, and you don't forget what belongs with the fish or what belongs with the flesh. Is Mepiv. Everything should be done orally. Avalei min haksav, but not write it down. Why not? We'll learn tomorrow's Gemara. Mayfis Adam im Bonov im Bnei Beisai ala Shulchan. This is extraordinary, but a family, they used to draw lots. Who gets what portion of chicken and what portion of meat? Don't make it a lottery. You have bigger pieces and smaller pieces, and then you have a lottery on the table, and whoever wins gets the bigger pieces, and everyone else gets the smaller one. Because that looks like playing cards, gambling, and we don't want that. Otherwise, all the same, you're allowed to. The Kohenim can make a girl on kachim, what part they get from the kabanas. They can make it on the kachim, but not on the portions. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara will tell us, and it will continue tomorrow about this guest list. Why are you allowed to, you're not allowed to have a guest list?
So what happens? People fly, right?
That's exactly what it was. Have you ever seen that? I guess it makes the table much more interesting. It makes the meal much more interesting, that's for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
Thanks.